This side is going to help you harvest your own instant jackpot. I should probably set the stage before I explain how to do it, so that you know that you're entitled to do it. Every human being I have ever met, irrespective of the business, the job, or the life situation they are in, possesses at least one and normally multiple instant jackpots that are within their grasp. All they have to do is identify them, recognize them, believe that they are there, and believe that they are entitled to harvest them and the financial and the personal wealth and riches that come along with them. And normally, once they do, all these people have within their possession, within 30 days or less, incredible treasure troves of instant wealth and success and riches that are financial and personal. And I want to share your instant jackpot opportunity now with you. My goal on this side is to help you not only identify, but immediately harvest at least one and preferably multiple instant jackpots for yourself and your family. The concept of the instant jackpot is based upon the recognition by you that virtually no one takes full or complete advantage of the opportunities or assets they have available to themselves or their business. Your job, when you want to collect an instant jackpot, and you can do it as often as you desire, is to become a value detector. A value detector is the flip side of being a value creator or generator, but it all ties together. Being a value detector simply means that you've identified, spotted, or located, overlooked, or hidden value in others, in other businesses, and in yourself, and this is tremendously important, and you figured out what to do with that value to mine it for yourself and for others. The key here is mining the value. It does no good to know you have or possess huge oil reserves, for example, or mineral deposits under the ground if you don't know how or you can't get them out of the ground and sell them. So your job is not only to identify, but to mine or profitably and productively utilize these hidden values you've identified. Well, remember the original asset list you made on the first tape? You should also make an asset list of all the other people you know in your life who don't recognize and utilize their own secret wealth. And that basically constitutes about everybody you've ever met, everybody you've ever worked with, for, who's ever worked for you, or who you know, or who is related to you. So you can make quite a list. Start with the ones most vivid based on the elements and the factors you've learned about in this program. Okay, you start off by saying, number one, what are my specific business or work skills individually identified? For example, perhaps you can run an accounting department more effectively or efficiently than anybody else. Or number two, perhaps you can sell intangible products better than anyone else in your company or in your industry. Or perhaps you can cold call and get new prospects at a more rapid and successful rate than anybody else in your field. Or perhaps you can organize your office and operate it more efficiently and effectively than anyone else in other departments or anyone else doing a comparable job. Or perhaps you can motivate employees to work harder or longer or produce more or have more spirit. Make an extensive list about yourself first. Then focus on five or six other people you know outside of your direct business or department, and prepare similar lists for them based upon what you currently know about their skills and abilities as an observer. This is step one in harvesting your instant jackpot. After you've listed as many different business attributes and skills as you can about yourself and others on separate lists, ask these two questions. Number one, can that skill or ability be measured, quantified, or compared? What does this mean? It means, can I figure out for myself or my employer exactly what, or at least approximately what, that skill I've just listed is worth to them on a performance-denominated basis? In other words, what does the rendering of this skill mean to my employer or my company's bottom line? And if you can't compute it that way, it's okay. Try instead to figure out what its relative impact might be to productivity or production or to any other aspect of your company's business system that your skill applied impacts. Let me make it easy by giving some examples. Say you are masterful at selling, more masterful, in fact, than anyone else in your company. Say that skill produces an extra $200,000 in sales a year, above any other salesperson's performance. Say that $200,000 represents 200 new customers your company would have never had without your effort. What are the additional positive implications that no one else ever realized about your ability? Well, perhaps the 200 additional customers your unique skills bring to your employer every year remain customers for 10 to 20 years, whether you stay there at the company or not. In other words, the additional 200 people you bring in are many times more profitable to your employer than the rest of the business they get from the other salespeople, because all their overhead is covered by the basic sales everyone else brings in, and your sales are many times more profitable. I could take this analysis much deeper, but it would take up all this tape, and it's just one example, but you probably get the general idea. Before I tell you the options you have available, I must make a point. Actually, I must implore you to recognize a fact. And I'll go back to the previous tapes so you'll understand what I mean. You'll remember that the entire purpose of your secret wealth is to convert your focus to becoming a value creator, and that people can't have value created for them until it's communicated and demonstrated and educated for them. You've got to believe two things: not only in your own value and entitlement to harvest the benefit therein, but in the fact that until and unless that value is made known to other people, they won't appreciate, benefit, and capitalize on it anywhere close to the level they are entitled to. So it's very essential that as I take you down the path to harvesting your instant jackpot, you recognize your responsibility, your obligation, and your commitment to do this not for yourself, but for your employer or for other businesses or people you share your secret wealth with. Your first option is to present these facts about the value and the impact of your performance to either your employer or whatever individual will most appreciate and be benefited by the realization. And in the process of presenting it, request a higher compensation than the one you're getting. Now, let's make an aside. I'm using a financial example because most of the people that I counsel want a bottom line payoff. The payoff you may want is more love or more respect. It doesn't matter. Whatever the reward you seek, it is achievable using the same process. Okay? So you ask that person, once you've presented the reasons why, keep in mind reasons why are a key, that your contribution is so valuable, you ask them for a higher compensation or a bonus then and there, relating it and justifying it to all the productivity and increased value you have and you will continue to be contributing to them. Value that is far more profitable on however they determine or define profit. For this illustration, again, we're talking about dollars and cents. Profit may mean security, love, happiness, whatever you're trying to accomplish. Point out also the fact that if you left their employ, one of two things would occur. Most of the productivity, if we use the sales example, would continue. So they'd still benefit for every day, every customer, every effort you continued expending would accrue enormous annuity income to that employer. You could draw a similar analogy in any aspect of your life. Number two, there's the flip side. Every day you decide not to be there, they are losing out on future benefits. So you've got basically the old carrot and the stick working for you. Okay, option two. And I'm going to use, again, for the basic reference, the fact that you are a salesperson with a skill, but it's only for illustration. It applies to any application of any skill that can be applied, benefited, that can increase productivity or saving or benefit in any way to an employer or to a customer or to anybody individually you're trying to impact. But let me use the sales example because it's clear and more tangible. You offer to teach your selling skills or method to all the other current and all the future new salespeople your employer ever hires, and you ask for either a combination of a flat rate or a percentage of the improved sales performance your methods help the other salespeople produce. And if it's hard to understand this, all you have to do is tell your employer, look, right now you can measure. Remember we talked earlier about baseline measurement? You can measure what the average salesperson is doing or what each individual salesperson is doing. John Schmidlapper has averaged $20,000 production a month. Good month might be 24, bad month's 18. Sarah Stone over there, she's been basically doing $32,000. All you got to do is tell me what their baseline best case is, and I don't get anything for that. But if they start producing $45,000, we know pretty accurately that the increased $10,000 a month came from my efforts. So I want either a fee to teach them and or some kind of share or some kind of a benefit that correlates to the added value my methods help produce for you. Number three, recognize the enormous worth of the incremental sales you are contributing above and beyond what every other salesperson is producing, and ask for a higher compensation than the normal for those incremental sales, and this is going to really blow your mind, and or request actually to be paid commission for those people forever, even if you leave the company. Daring concept, but you will be surprised what happens when you value yourself and your contribution and you ask for it. Certainly they may refuse, but I guarantee you, there's a great saying that advertising a legend Leo Burnett once quoted, if you reach for the stars, one thing is for certain, you won't come up with a handful of mud. All you got to do is ask and believe you are entitled. You may not get everything, but you'll probably get a lot more than you already have. Option four, ask yourself what other companies outside your employer's direct marketplace would value learning to sell. Again, we're using the sales example only as an illustration. It maybe would learn to manage, would learn to produce more goods, would learn to operate the personnel department better. Whatever you do, it doesn't matter. Would learn to organize. It doesn't matter. What other companies outside of your employer would appreciate, would value, would benefit by learning whatever the advantage skill you possess might be? Keep in mind, it's very easy. All you got to do is ask yourself, what is the level other companies are performing that function at now? You can measure that. Remember, everything is a process. Whatever level of improvement you can get them to, provided you can help them see the measurable benefit, you can ask and receive a reward for doing. Offer to teach these companies your techniques or your approach or your method or your ability in person on the weekends so you won't jeopardize your job, or by telephone in the evenings, or you could do it on tape, or you could even write it down, whatever is most comfortable for you. Ask them for either or a combination of a fee and or an actual bonus that may be a percentage of the improved whatever performance, savings, productivity that your methods bring to their company, knowing it is not hard because you've already done it previously for yourself to measure and analyze and identify and know precisely, not abstractly, what your value to others really is. That is exciting. Now, we talked earlier about risk reversal. I told you that risk reversal is one of the most powerful mechanisms you can use to get what you want out of life. When you're selecting which one or combinations of these options, and since you make the rules, you have every right to employ all four of them. You don't have to just do one. You want to use, you can offer or extend them to your employer or to companies outside, to customers, to significant people in your life, always on risk reversal. Where you don't receive, or you don't keep, or you don't ask for the benefit, or the reward, or your instant jackpot, until and or unless you perform what you say you will. Great way to increase your success quotient many times. Are you starting to see the advantage and value you've really got, that you offer, that you always had, but you've never recognized? Your own secret wealth? It's exciting, isn't it? Now, in case you're saying, well, that's well and fine if you can sell, but if what if you are an office worker, or a supervisor, or a manager, or a technical person? What do you do then? It's exactly the same. You examine and identify what the overlooked positive implication and long-term significance to your department, to your company, to its profit, to its performance, to its productivity, or efficiency, or savings, or security is, and you value yourself, your skills, and your current, your past, and your future contribution at a much higher level than you ever have in the past. By merely valuing yourself higher, most people I teach the jackpot theory to receive an almost instant raise or bonus. Many get a promotion, too, if they work for someone else. If they own the business, they get far greater loyalty, far larger units of purchase, far more repeat sales from their customers, and its application to your personal life is extraordinary. And that's only the first part. At the same time all these people in business grow in their jobs and their careers, they are growing outside consulting or joint venture relationships galore with companies and individuals all over the country, their city, and the world. And more often than not, they end up making more money on their outside activities than they do on their job. So their job becomes a wonderful money hobby, a delightful activity they do because they enjoy it, not because they need to. It's a very interesting position to put yourself in. And one of the other byproducts, which I personally find very rewarding, is that the people who use the jackpot theory receive a far greater degree of respect and appreciation from their outside activities than they did from their original job. But don't despair, because once you revere yourself and you identify, understand, and accept the enormously increased value and worth you have to your employer or your customers or your business, your employer or your customers will respect and revere you at such a higher level, it will be wonderful. You can, and you absolutely must do this for yourself, because if you don't, you will not be contributing the way you should to others. Why? Because until and unless they can appreciate not only the value you offer and will continue to offer them, but the leverage they've got available to them in various aspects of their life or their business, leverage they are not yet taking full advantage of, they can't enjoy the true riches that life holds for them either. Let me share with you probably the greatest instant leverage you have, and it's achievable just by a shift in thinking. Since everybody else you work with, you live with, you compete with, looks at life more drudgerously and mundane and monotonously than you, just by changing your focus from the moment you get up in the morning to looking at the person next to you, or the company you're working for, or the customers you're dealing, and recognizing the enormous and significant and continuous value you are contributing, the added significance you are adding to their life and their businesses. You've got such an instant advantage, such a competitive edge over everybody else in business, in your job, in your relationships you will ever compete against. So if you're confused about what value or contribution you are making to your relationships or your organization or your customers, you must this very moment put this tape on stop, get out your paper and pencil, and spend and invest. Invest is a very appropriate word. Invest the time and the energy to recognize and inventory and discover the real fact that you do, believe me, you do render value, probably many different kinds of value, to your relationships. But exactly what that value is critically important to identify and know and believe this very moment. So please, please, please stop the tape. If you're at all confused, sit down, Think about what you do. Think about what it impacts. Think about the significance. Start analyzing the value and the advantage your efforts, your actions, your contributions mean to the other people and the other organizations and the other relationships in your life. All right, let me add another point of importance at this junction. That is, I've shown you that you must become a value detector to really utilize, maximize your own secret wealth, and in doing so, claim your own instant jackpot. A lot of people, when I first explain this, they get very queasy and apprehensive, and they say, well, I don't know that I have anything within myself I can detect. Well, believe me, you have value. That's not even necessary once you become a value detector. If you study all the great wealth, all the great fortunes, all the great achievements that have been realized in business and in life, you will see that it came by and large because people were able to detect and discover opportunities. Remember, we talked about innovation on an earlier tape? That innovation was a byproduct of identifying problems. Well, what's the opposite of problems? Remember, on another earlier tape, we talked about the fact that problems or obstacles were opportunities in disguise. All you got to do is start focusing your attention on where opportunity lies. And opportunity lies as the flip side of obstacles or problems. A slight shift again, one more tiny little shift for you, the newly anointed value detector. You really do possess business or job skills. You perform better or more effectively, if not than other people in your business, then certainly at least you perform them better than other people outside your business or your situation. Just as you sent for this program because you wanted to improve your income or your wealth or your relationship or your security or your prosperity, owners of businesses of all kinds, all sizes, and all types in all locations in this country and around the world are exactly the same as you. There are 19 million small businesses in the United States alone. How many could you teach your specific skills to for a fee or for a share of the improvement, either the increase or decrease or savings or profit or productivity? It's a very exciting thought to contemplate. By the way, don't poo-poo this thought. Try this test. Identify your skill or skills. Figure out what the real measurable worth of that is to your company. Identify 5 businesses outside your company. They can be in a similar or a totally different and unrelated field who would benefit by increasing their competency in the area you excel at. Call up all 5. Introduce yourself. Tell them what you excel at. Tell them what it has meant in tangible terms to your employer or your customers or other people you have impacted. Remember, you've got the data because you analyzed, measured, recognized what it was for yourself. Ask them if they'd like to learn how to apply it to their business or their situation or their life too. Don't be surprised if you get 5 job offers in the process, all at much higher levels of pay and respect than your current position. And by the way, for all you nervous bosses and employers who don't want to give these tapes to your employees, there's a flip side. You can go to your employees. You can get them to identify and package their skills so that they can be taught and applied to others, and then set up a separate profit center within the company that they can participate in the rewards from and get them to help you, help them, help others prosper, and everybody benefits in the process. Now, recognize this. This example only takes you as an individual into consideration. Once you prove the power of the jackpot principle on yourself in your situation, you have all the other people you know or work for or have ever known or ever will know in your life that you can do this for also. Exciting? Yes, it is. How do you profit from these other people? 3 different ways. First, you help them realize their true worth and value. to themselves and to others. And that's the most wonderful gift you can give anyone. And the reward you'll get from doing it is one of the greatest feelings ever known. Second, you can say to them, if I can help you increase your own income or get a bigger raise or a promotion from your present employer that you never thought you'd receive, will you give me 25% of the first year only? Remind them that if you get them $10,000 or $25,000 or $500 a month that they never would have had on their own, it's all found money. And that you want your 25% to be after taxes are taken out. Most will say yes. Ask a lot of people if you don't believe me. Try it out. See for yourself. Third, arrange to represent their skills as an agent, contacting all kinds of other people and businesses who could profit from learning and applying their skill methods, and arrange weekend, evening, telephone, tape, or written means of teaching these methods to the companies and individuals you contact as their agent. Instantly, you can transform yourself and become a skills agent. If you only identify 10 people with skills and secret wealth that you can represent, and you only receive 25% of the fees or the increases you were able to secure for them through both their current employer or customer and all kinds of external ways you could sell, license, or apply their skills for others, the riches you'd amass could be massive. I read an article one time in People magazine about a famous Hollywood agent. He only made 10% of the fees his stars got for doing pictures, but his combined income from the 20 stars he represented was singularly more than any one of those stars made themselves. You can do the same for yourself just by deciding to do it. If you're at all afraid to contact your employer or any other companies outside your business for your own skills or in behalf of anyone else's skills, that's not a problem. In your skill detector role and in your skill detection process, merely find or identify a friend or coworker or past coworker or other person who is consummate at either selling or at writing sales letters, and ask him or her to represent your skills or the skills of your clients to others and to your employer for a small share of the rewards that develop. A lot of people may find themselves in a quandary, thinking, well, maybe I should be doing this nobly for people. The value you contribute in a situation like this is so great that until and unless you realize a reward for doing it, you probably won't do it consistently and effectively for other people. It is perfectly acceptable for you to receive a share of the rewards for the additional and new value you create for all kinds of other people in life. An aside, just for a reference for you, if you're not willing to charge for your intangible services and value, most people don't respect them, and they don't appreciate them, and they don't really utilize them. I used to give free advice to people, and no one acted on them. When I started charging people $3,000 an hour, everybody acted on them because they saw in the investment value and a necessity to get a result or a reward to justify the commitment. It's very important.